Due to that great music, D'Angelo, appreciate it. This is Lee Cigar. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. So did you think about it? Did you think about what you're grateful for today? I'm grateful for the little vacation in Hawaii I just took in my mind while during that break. That's what I'm grateful for.
Sounds like fun.
I have this beach scene up here on the wall, and I'm just constantly, I love that. So joining me is the voice that you just heard is Monique Guild. She is no stranger to unfortunate circumstances, but she has a focus on what she is grateful for in the new year, and she's joining us to share her story with us and to help us maybe stop and think about what we're grateful for. We'll be getting some coaching a little bit later on in the show, so you can give us a call here at 818-985-KPFK. But welcome back to the show, Monique. Thanks for being with me.
It's so great to be here. It really is. I'm really excited about being here today.
You have been through a lot since I've spoken to you.
It's been quite a journey over the last few years. I mean, really, a few years ago, I did my documentary Across the Nation, and then who knew I'd end up living the theme of my show, you know?
Tell us about the documentary.
Which was, I was looking for people across the nation that had a goal or a vision in mind, and in spite of all the obstacles they encountered, somehow they stuck to their vision, stuck to their dream, no matter what, and then somehow they accomplished it, and now it's uplifting and helping mankind. But I'd met one woman, Flo, in Picayune, Mississippi, who had been diagnosed with cancer, and it had metastasized all over her body, and the doctors gave her 3 months to live. And she said back to them, she says, "Doctor," she says, "I don't have time to die." She says, "I have got 3 kids to raise, and the Lord has plans for me." Well, she had had this vision when she was 13 that she was going to help people in real estate somehow. And she knew that when she got this diagnosis that this was the time to quit her job at AT&T and get a real estate license. And you know, she didn't die, but the medical community experimented on her for a few years. And during that time, she got a real estate license, opened her own company, and helps homeless people get off the street and buy homes. Because she says that 50% of the people on the street are Vietnam vets. And if you have any kind of paycheck, she can help you buy a home. And she's actually one of the people that really inspired me to keep going when I went through my own obstacles in my own life over the last couple of years. And hold my vision,
and now,
no matter what.
That's no accident, though. I mean, really, you're pursuing, you're interested in something like this. You didn't have to quite live it out, but, you know, sometimes we do have to do that to see what our purpose and our, and just solidify ourselves in that goal and that purpose. Isn't that the truth?
It really is. Yeah. I mean, and talk about humbleness and just bring you down to earth and just really make you grateful, like you talked about a little while ago. What are we grateful for? It's grateful for the little things in life. Breathing, walking, your health. My health, I mean, I didn't have it for a couple of years. And I was a marathon runner, and you're a runner, or you're a biker, and so you know the importance of that, and to having to sit still.
Now, you came back, and what did you experience when you came back? You said you kind of went through the same.
So I was exposed to toxic mold, and I didn't realize how severe it was, and I didn't know it was going to take about 2.5-3 years to recover from it. I had vertigo for a lot, and doing what I do for a living, I see pictures, I hear voices, I turn businesses or careers around, and to have vertigo and to continue to do that was really difficult. I mean, there were times that I did not want to be here anymore just because I had to sit still to see the visions, to hear what I hear, but I didn't want to be in my own body. Mm. That was the last place I wanted to be, because the more I was in my body, the more I would feel this vertigo, nausea, and all this other stuff that was happening to me. So it was really tricky.
How did you eventually get past that? How did you heal that?
How did I get past it? Oh, my God, just a minute at a time, really. I mean, just a minute at a time. There was a doctor. I'd seen all the top doctors in town, and none of them really could help me. But there was this one doctor who was an OMD, a medical doctor of Oriental medicine, who really helped me. And a lot of prayer and meditation and journaling and being still and being quiet and asking the universe for guidance on a moment-to-moment basis, because I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know what I was going to do, because I didn't realize all my furniture was contaminated. I mean, it was a long process. Mm-hmm. But really, it's that fortitude in each person when they have a goal, a dream, a vision. There's something inside of us that keeps us going no matter what. And those were the people I wanted to meet who had gone through insurmountable obstacles. But what was that little, knocking in their soul, so to speak? What was that calling that they had that kept them going no matter what? And I got to experience what that was.
What was that for you?
It's like this pulling. It's almost like our soul is pulling us forward into our future selves. And it's like our future selves are calling us to be that person. And it's about becoming that person now. Becoming your future self now. Putting it off.
That was my next question to you. Is you are a business intuitive. And first of all, explain to my listeners what a business intuitive is. It's like a business coach.
It is. It's more of a business consultant. I have a national business background. I've worked with companies and that sort of thing. But I see pictures. I'm able to get the date, the age, the event, what happens to a corporation or an individual that's caused them to get stuck or blocked in business. And then I see the gift, where they're capable of going, and I'm able to work with the energy, the past energy, and turn that around and then help them move forward into their future self, so to speak.
So when you were going through this crisis of your own blocks in your life and what the mold was representing and what the health challenges and so forth was representing, were you still coaching people from what?
Yes.
What was that about? I mean, how did that feel?
I had to, because if I'm not working, I'm a sole person here. So how did it feel? It felt very, there was a lot of great that came out of it because I had to be so in the present moment. I had to be so here and so present with that person in order to help them that it really helped me to be still, be quiet, and almost like reach into their soul.
So it was a healing for you.
Oh, it was huge.
Always.
Each individual brought me a new gift. I was so happy to work with people. I was so grateful that people were coming to see me still. Not that anyone knew what was really happening, except a few chosen people knew what was going on with me. Mm-hmm. But each person I saw, somehow, they were reflecting something inside of me, and they almost helped pull me into my future self.
So you were walking your talk. As
oh,
you were going
God.
Through it, you were helping coach people through it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly, right?
There's a misnomer here, saying that coaches all have to have figured it out. I'm a radio show host. I've talked about self-help for 10 years. You think I help myself? Every moment that goes by, I'm reminded.
Yes, I hear you.
Help thyself, Lisa.
Oh, and my God.
It works out some of the time. And I still get sick. I still fumble and so forth. It's all part of it.
Part of it. I just pass on what I've learned to the next person. I feel sometimes it's like I just happen to be on the beach with my hand out to the person who's sitting in the boat, and they feel like their boat might be sinking, but I'm not. I'm like, just grab my hand, and I can pull you on shore with me. I'm just a step ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's a good point.
Little do they know that they're the ones helping me be on the shore.
Yes.
You see?
That's the way it should work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Thank God,
And that's what we're going to talk about, what we're grateful for. And give us a call here, 818-985-KPFK, if you'd like to talk to Monique Guild about some type of places that you're stuck in your life or some type of coaching and events and so forth that's happening with you, because she's here to do that on the phone today over the air. But if you are looking at your life right now and during that time where you saw all the stuff that was kind of crumbling for you, what did you focus on that you were grateful for every day when you woke up? You didn't have a place to live. You didn't have any furniture. You had no clothes because everything was destroyed, and you were trying to make a living at the same time coaching people.
Yes. I was so grateful for my dogs.
I thought I remembered you talking about dogs.
Yeah, yes. I'm telling you. My dog Jackson in particular, I call him Sergeant General Jackson because he's like, he could feel me almost, so to speak, and he'd be like, okay, Mom, we got to go for a walk now,
He's steady. He was a rock for you.
He was a rock. I know that sounds crazy, I mean, he awesome. Really was. These animals are our angels, And then, God, I was just, my health, every day that my health would begin to get better and just really I'm so in tune with my body now and every thought that goes into my body, every substance that goes into my body.
Well, if you were focusing on a place of health, that's probably how you got healthy. If you were dwelling on your illness every day, you probably wouldn't be here right now.
No, I wouldn't. I would not be here.
And you absolutely knew that, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have You were at the place that you were raised was where Katrina hit. Is that
yeah,
right?
New Orleans.
Have you been back there?
I have not. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to go for Christmas. I have not been back. My family lives there. My dad lives in Mississippi, lost his house, all that kind of stuff. But you know what, Lisa, the bottom line is they're all alive. They're all healthy. Everybody can recover. My family. But there's a lot of devastation there, and there's a lot of personally, I'm really happy that all the political and educational things got uprooted and taken a look at because I'm part of that public school education system, first through sixth grade. I know what it is to not be educated, to not have a good education. And then seventh through 12th grade, I was very educated. And thank God for that and had tutors and all that sort of thing. But New Orleans desperately needs help. It's amazing that we have a state like Louisiana in our United States, and we have the educational system in the United States like that. And I can't believe that we're such a wealthy country, and this is going on.
Well, it needed to be exposed.
Oh, it so needed to be exposed.
Coincidentally, there's somebody here. Anna from Santa Monica is giving us a call. Hi, Anna. How are you?
How are you doing? Thank you for this weekend. Your panel was absolutely amazing.
Great.
I volunteered, and it was the best experience I've had in a really long time.
How sweet. Thank you. Yeah, it was a good panel, wasn't it? We had a good time this week, and we were at the Oneness, the Oneness Expo, and the Celebration of Oneness, it was called, and it was really great about media and its effectiveness on consciousness. So you have a question for
my
Monique.
My question is, I raised $200,000 8 months after 9/11 to help New Orleans, and it fell apart, and I'm wanting to do this again. I'm doing it on an educational standpoint, and I'm taking a biodiesel train all the way from L.A. to New Orleans.
Wow.
And I want to use Willie Nelson's biodiesel. I have a vintage 1927 steam locomotive.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Being gifted to me. All I have to do is raise the insurance and pay Amtrak for the use of the tracks. And I have people that want to ride on the train. I have people that want to play music on the train.
I want to go with you. That sounds really great.
Sounds
Are you
neat.
Kidding?
Yeah.
I meant the whole thing. And I just, my time frame, I want to raise money within the next 3 months so I can get it off the ground again. Because this time I want to do it not being opalescent. The people that were helping me before wanted it on the American Orient Express, and they wanted this grandiose thing. And I want it more organic and sustainable and more in a holistic view. And I also want to educate people, and I want to help. I want to help what I know is important, the musicians.
Great. Yes,
work.
They need help.
Okay, Monique has some advice for you.
Do you have a website and all that up and running now?
I am designing the website as we speak.
Oh, great. And are you going to be doing some publicity around this and getting some news attention?
I'm going to do publicity, and I have a really cool publicity guy here in Santa Monica who's wonderful.
Yay. Well, let me know, too, if you let me know about it, and I'll help you as well, because that is fantastic that you're doing that. And growing up, I was brought up on Bourbon Street in New Orleans and raised in the French Quarter and very much a part of the music industry. And also,
you know who my father was. My father was Kid Ory, the jazz musician.
Oh, this is amazing. We should talk then. Why don't you, when you have a moment, give me a call. And I would love to
Oriol.
Help and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we'll just connect you guys
Yeah,
now.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, she's going
to
do it.
Hang up. I'll give my information to the operator,
Well, I can give out Monique's number on the air.
Yeah,
because,
please. That would be great.
310-589-1958.
Okay. 589-1958?
Yes. Just gave
okay,
away your phone number on the air. Okay. Thanks for your call. See, then, that goal was just accomplished right there. Right
wow.
there. Marina in Los Angeles, do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. I was injured some years ago, and I had a head injury, which has affected my cognitive functioning. And I used to do high-level administrative policy work. I find I can't do that kind of work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laid off my last position in 2003, and it's like I cannot seem to activate my will.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, because the depression and all those sort of things set in.
I went through a misdiagnosis, so I was being treated for depression, and I think it took a while for me to realize that some of the residual effects of this head injury were being ascribed to depression, and that wasn't what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fairly good handle on how I'm functioning now, but I can't seem to activate any vision or a sense of where to go now. It's almost like a deep part of me is just kind of on strike, on a sit-down strike, and I can't seem to get going on it.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Do you maybe need that break in your life, Marina?
Well, I think I possibly did. I needed to find out what was going on, and I have found out. And it's, you know, a lot of what my previous identity was, and even my friendships and so forth, they just sort of fallen away. I can't activate.
Did you need them?
Well, I don't need the same ones, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe what's happening right now, Marina, is happening for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you around music, though?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, you've got to make sure, I got to make sure you're in music. You're around, and I see music all around you. What are you doing with that?
Well, really, I only listen to it. I've not trained in any kind of music.
I just had a curiosity. Have you ever thought about being trained in something?
In music?
Yeah. Know? Just for fun.
No, not really.
Because it's interesting, because I see, like, music all, it's like it just, it resonates, sings to you. It's like it gets you out of you or something.
Marina, there's also some really phenomenal brain research being done at UCLA. There's a neuroscience center there. I can't think of the name of it. But they are doing EEG work where they're helping to awaken areas of the brain that were either damaged. And I had this done in 2000 when I had my head trauma. And it's incredibly valid work. It's really great because you basically do gymnastics with your brain, it's like a mental workout where your brain can start to re-access the areas that were damaged or traumatized, and as long as they weren't too badly damaged, they can reawaken. So you might want to look into that at UCLA because they also have some great doctors over there that are doing phenomenal work with the brain. So. Check into that.
That's good to know. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, that's great for, and thank you for your call.
Thank you.
For people who have chemical depression and so forth that don't produce enough serotonin in the brain, that they can actually help the brain re-stimulate the area that produces what actually it's produced in the gut, but it's stimulated by an area of the brain. So it really is interesting that the brain research that's being done there. Okay. Back to Monique Guild and the phone calls that are coming in here. A lot of people who are kind of stuck in different areas in their life. Martha from Los Angeles, do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call. And just real quick, that last caller might consider trying acupuncture. I'm an acupuncturist, and I go 2 days a week, and I like it that way because I'm a full-time mom. But I feel financially stuck because I never hit my goal. I do well, but I never hit my goal. I have a specific target that I want to clear. And so I was just wondering what kind of suggestion you would have for me.
When I have clients that come to me and they say they're wanting to increase their finances, I always ask them, just out of curiosity, if they have a lot of clutter around them, just to begin with. And I'll start asking you that. Do you have a lot of clutter or things that need to be cleaned up or cleared up?
Well, like, I mean, physically, like in terms of my house,
yep.
You always can do more housework.
Because a really dear friend of mine always say, if we want to create more prosperity or in our life or create something new, go and clean out a closet and get rid of the old. And it creates a huge vacuum in the universe, and it comes and fills it up with something really great. And then another thing, too, is, of course, tithing is wonderful. I don't know. Do you know about tithing?
Tithing? No, I don't.
Volunteer type of work?
Oh yeah, I mean I've done it in the past. Yeah. I haven't done any lately.
How old are your children?
10 and 8.
Okay, so they're on their way and they're doing school and they're still needing their mom though. So
yeah.
to look at the fact that you haven't, quote, hit your goal in your business, you have done an enormous job, my friend. You have
raising kids.
Hello.
Huge.
Yeah. You have brought two.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's talk about being grateful for what you have, probably two wonderfully healthy kids who have a great dedicated mom, and you'll get to the acupuncture and your business goals. in time. I mean, you've done a great job. And if you start there and you're grateful for what you've had and what you have and what you've done, the rest is going to fall into place, sweetheart.
It's so true. I don't have the experience of raising kids, but you do, Lisa, and that is actually a very good point.
Good job, right?
Yeah, so keep up the good work.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have a couple more minutes for phone calls. let's see here, Camina in Costa Mesa. Hi, Camina. Do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi there.
Hi. We've been planning to move to another country for a long time now, and it's not happening. Is it meant to be?
Oh, I'm not a country mover person. I mean, I'm more of a business intuitive. I work with people's careers or your individual career situation. So is it a career move for you, or what exactly?
No, it's not.
It would be a family type of move?
Yeah.
And can you take a look at Camina and see where... Well, let me ask you, Camina, do you want to move?
Yeah, I guess.
There's my answer right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you commit to it, then you will move in that direction. If you are not committed to it, then it most likely won't happen.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
Power of intention.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. and then also, let's just take one more phone call. If someone who's in the kids music business, Allison in Palms, do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi. I've been working on a plan I have for helping kids to empower them and feel good in their bodies and be healthy. And I find that I keep researching and looking for more information and things like that, and I feel like I want to step out and start doing the work with the kids, and I also feel drawn to making music to incorporate it with what I do. And I'm wondering if what your hit is intuitively, if I'm just procrastinating and not...
Well, I'd say make sure you make the music and it'll feed the kids, you know?
Make sure I what?
That you are creating the music and getting involved with the music because that sings to your soul, because that'll also feed the project with the kids as well.
So use your passion to create the project, and then the rest will fall into place. Because you have the three rules that I always say for success are you have to have passion for something, intention for something, and you have to give back. It creates the reciprocal part of the universal law. So you've got those three things, and you will be successful.
Yes. Have fun.
All right.
Thank you
very much. If you want to reach Monique Guild, her phone number is 310-589-1958. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me here. Great to see you.
Me too. And that is it for me this afternoon. While I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth.
Yes.
I was going to say your next truth, whatever that might be, too. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.